This is the Senate State Affairs Committee. Today's date is April 12, 2010, and time is approximately 9 minutes after 9 in the morning. Apologize for starting late. I had a hearing in House State Affairs. We have three items on our agenda. The first is Senate Concurrent Resolution 11, which will establish August 18, 2011, as Walter J. Hickel Day of the Arctic, followed by HB 101, which establishes the fourth Saturday of every July as Ted Stevens Day, and HB 19, which would authorize the creation of an In God We Trust license plate. We'll start up with Senate Concurrent Resolution number 11. Senator Fretch, if you would please come forward. Resolution would honor the late Governor Wally Hickel through the designation of a day in his honor. Senator Fretch, welcome to the committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning. My name is Hollis French. I represent West Anchorage in the State Senate. With me is Andy Motoro. The staffer in my office is assigned to help us along with this concurrent resolution. You could probably speak for hours about the former governor. I'm not sure that I have to, but I'll just say that his accomplishments were numerous in many arenas, both in business, in civic matters, in politics. He changed the landscape of Alaska. He participated as our governor twice, Secretary of the Interior, numerous business accomplishments, great family. It's really just a remarkable achievement. I brought with me today a copy of a book he wrote, Crisis in the Commons, that I had him sign for me in 2006 when he was here in the Capitol. I treasure it. It's a great document about where we go as a globe, really, about managing commons like the Arctic, like the oceans, and like huge land masses such as our state. So without belaboring the point too much, I'll just say I'm really thrilled to be presenting this. He was one of my constituents. I would see him and Irma Lee at church where we went to church. He was just a great Alaskan.
Thank you, Senator French. And thank you for bringing this forward. I know a lot of people in this building have been influenced by Governor Hickel and the things that he said and his thoughts on how we should be running our state. Questions for the bill sponsor? Okay, seeing none, we'll open it up to public testimony. Is there anyone on the line to testify? Okay, hearing none, anyone in the room wanting to testify? Seeing none, we'll close public testimony. Is there any final questions, any final issues? Again, we a couple days left in session. We don't typically move bills in one day. I wouldn't consider this a minor bill by any means, but I don't know that it's very controversial. So if the committee is willing, I would solicit a motion to move the bill.
Chair, I move that we move Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 11, version / A, from this committee to the next committee referral with individual recommendations and attach zero fiscal.
Is there any discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, the bill's moved. Take a brief at ease.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, thank you.
Back on the record. Next up, we have House Bill 101, which will seeks to establish the fourth Saturday of every July as Ted Stevens Day. The bill is sponsored by Representative Johnson. Here to present the bill on his behalf is Aaron Schein. Aaron, welcome to the committee. Thank you for coming forward on this bill. And I'll just for the record note, the bill that they have, I believe you all have, is a backslash M, and it is an act establishing November 18th of each year as Ted Stevens Day. We're, there was a mix-up in the copies. We're getting copies right now that update that because it's been changed to the fourth Saturday of every July at the request of the family, I believe. But, Aaron, why don't you give us a little history of the bill and talk about the changes.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. For the record, my name is Aaron Schein, and I am staff to Representative Craig Johnson. And on behalf of House Rules, I'll be presenting House Bill 101 to you today. Representative Johnson, unfortunately, could not make it, and so I'm here for him. But he would like me to express that House Bill 101 is a House Rules bill because he wanted it to come from the whole body, not from one specific member. On August 9th, 2010, Alaska tragically lost Senator Ted Stevens, a man who dedicated his life to the state. A little more than a week later, on August 18th, 2010, Governor Parnell made an executive proclamation naming Senator Ted Stevens' birthday, November 18th, 2010, as Senator Ted Stevens Day. The purpose of House Bill 101 is to establish Ted Stevens Day each year in Alaska. House Bill 101 was originally drafted to model the governor's proclamation, but at the request of Senator Ted Stevens' family, we changed the date from November 18th to the fourth Saturday in July, which is reflected in the CS that was just handed to you. His family felt that by making a day in the summer that we honor and remember Senator Stevens would be best. Alaskans then can spend time outdoors, as Senator Ted Stevens loved to do when he returned home when the U.S. Senate recessed. Thank you for your consideration, Mr. Chairman. And with that, I'm available to answer any questions that you may have.
Thank you, Aaron. Questions for the bill sponsor? Okay, seeing none, we'll move on to public testimony. We have Rosita Worrell signed up to testify. Rosita, are you on the line? Oh, I'm sorry. Welcome to the committee.
Thank you. Mr. Chair and honorable senators, thank you for this opportunity. My name is Rosita Worrell. I had the pleasure of working with Senator Stevens both through the Alaska Federation of Natives and also through Sea Alaska. I actually found out about this hearing last night, and I said, oh, I don't need to prepare any kind of testimony because the contributions of Senator Stevens are so well known. But then as I got to thinking about all the wonderful things that he did do, I thought it was important to note some of them. First of all, he was our uncle, but he was also our brother. He was given the name of a Tlingit name and a very honorable name, and it was the bear who went up into space. And I think it's actually the same clan as Senator Kukesh. And usually we don't give names until after someone has really proven himself, and he has proven himself not only to the Tlingit people, to the Native people, but to the state of Alaska. We could talk about all of the contributions that he made to Alaska, and people might translate it in terms of, you know, earmarks and money that he brought into the state. But I think beyond all of that, we have to look at the moral and principled man that he was. And for the First Peoples of Alaska, he was truly that for us. He fought for the settlement of the Alaska Native Land Claims Settlement Act. He felt that was really important, you know, that we recognize and that we settle this debt to Alaska Native people. And so for us living here today, the Alaska Native people and Alaskans, we benefit from the Alaska Native Land Claims Settlement Act. We could talk about, you know, ANCSA as an economic engine for Alaska. But it was really an ethical thing for him to make sure that Native children had this tie and connection to their land. So we are forever grateful for him for doing that. I know that he worked very hard on subsistence, and we had many controversies around that. But in the end, he settled for, he wanted to make sure that we had the federal protections there. But I also know that he wanted to work very hard, you know, to make sure that the state would have management of fish and game. And I think that's a task yet we, as a state, we really still need to address. I've always said that if any Alaska Natives ever doubted the love, you know, that he had for Alaska Native people, all we have to do is look into Anchorage and see the great health care, you know, that he was responsible for. He knew about the, you know, the social problems, the health problems that Alaska Natives were facing. And that hospital, I think, is a tribute to what he wanted to do to make sure that the health and the physical welfare and the social welfare of Alaska Natives were taken for. So I'm here to encourage you to support this resolution. I don't think that there's much controversy about it, but I did want to go on record on behalf of at least our people, you know, that we think that he is a great man, and I know he will live on in history. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rosita. Questions?
Just a question.
Rosita?
I'm sorry, just a quick question. I'm curious, what is the Tlingit name for?
It's a brown bear. It's the brown bear who went up into space.
And how do you pronounce it?
And actually, it was a mask. And we had a young Tlingit man who was working for NASA. And on one of the spaceships that was going up, he, I guess there was an opportunity to put things on the spaceship. And so we put this brown bear mask that hangs in Sea Alaska right now, and he was named after that.
Do you remember the name?
I'm not too sure what it was. Do you, Albert?
No.
Uh-huh.
No. Oh, we could get it.
Yeah, we could get that. We should.
What it sounds like in Tlingit, but not important. Thank you very much.
Actually, since you didn't know she could say anything, and you would accept it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I wouldn't know anything.
Thank you, Rosita. Appreciate your testimony.
Thank you.
And I'll just say I had the opportunity in the last couple of years to travel around the state for energy hearings and other hearings. And you're right. Everywhere you go in this state has been impacted. It was just pretty amazing to see tiny little villages where Senator Stevens had such an incredible impact on those communities. So thank you. Anyone else online wanting to testify? Anyone else in the room wanting to testify? Okay, and I would note members have a letter in front of them from Lily Stevens Becker, the youngest of Ted Stevens' children, and that is in the record. Okay, with that, I'll close public testimony. And again, this is, are there questions for Ms. Shine, by the way, before we go forward? Okay, seeing none. Again, I think this is one of those issues I don't think is very controversial. Got overwhelming support in the House. And what is the will of the
CS?
Do we need to adopt a CS?
No, it's come to us.
I don't think we do. It's come to us as a CS from the House, so I don't think we need to adopt a CS. We could just simply move the CS out of committee, if that's the will of the committee.
Mr. Chair, I would move that we move the CS for House Bill number 101, version /I, committee to the next committee or referral. With individual recommendations and attached zero fiscal note.
Is there any discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, the bill is moved. Okay, we'll take a brief at ease. back on the record. And the next bill we'll take up is House Bill 19 by Representative Lynn. It would authorize DMV to create a special request license plate incorporating the American flag and the phrase, "In God We Trust." Here to present the bill is Representative Lynn's aide, Thomas Riker. Mr. Riker, thank you for joining us. My hope is that this is the last license plate bill this committee will ever do. But please put yourself on the record. And,
Mr. Chair, we share that sentiment as well. For the record, my name is Thomas Riker. I'm staff to Representative Bob Lynn. Unfortunately, he is currently chairing House State Affairs, so he was unable to be here. But I have been through three committee hearings on this bill with him, so I feel like I can kind of give you the same background that he would. Basically, his impetus in offering this bill was last Thanksgiving he went to Indiana to visit some family, and while he was there, he saw these "In God We Trust" plates everywhere. In fact, they were so widespread that he wondered if that wasn't one of the standard plates for Indiana, which would be kind of weird. So we checked into it. It is a specialty request plate, but in the first 6 months, they sold over 250,000 of them. So they really are everywhere. So we started talking to our DMV about if we could do something similar here, and they came up with the format that you have in front of you today. So HB 19 creates an Alaskan "In God We Trust" license plate, which is available only upon request. HB 19 follows the typical procedure for issuance of special request license plates. Drivers would have to request the national motto plate, and then they'd have to pay a $30 fee. DMV has reviewed the legislation, and they don't have any opposition. There's a zero fiscal note, and if anything, you know, these plates are going to add revenue to the general fund. So we didn't run into any significant opposition in the House, and we would really appreciate your support on this bill.
All right. Thank you. Questions for the bill sponsor? Okay, seeing none. We do have a CS. It's /X. And does everyone have copies?
Mm-hmm.
And I would make a motion that we adopt it, /X, or I would solicit a motion that we adopt /X.
Mr. Chair, I move that the Senate CS for House Bill number 19, version /S, be brought before this committee.
Okay, and I'll object for discussion purposes, and I'll ask my aide, Michelle, to please step forward and give us a brief overview of what is happening here.
Chairman, for the record, my name is Michelle Seidman. I serve as staff to you in this committee. And before you is version X of HB 19, the State Affairs CS for it. This version incorporates several other bills into this underlying bill sponsored by Representative Lynn. It incorporates a license plate sponsored by Representative Pete Peterson to honor those Laotians who joined the U.S. Army in fighting in the Vietnam War. This bill was heard by the House State Affairs Committee, and I believe it had strong support in that committee. In addition, there are two other bills. One commemorates the NRA, and this bill is similar to a bill this committee heard maybe a month or so back, sponsored by Senator Menard. In addition to that, Senator Menard had added to her plate a breast cancer awareness license plate. I'm sure you all remember that. So those are all added into this particular CS. In addition, I'm sure you'll recall some time back, the State Affairs Committee had a bill. It was SB 93. The purpose of that bill was to authorize the Department of Motor Vehicles to, in the future, make decisions regarding specialty license plates. To set up a very consistent and clear process for doing so, to require a certain level of public interest before a decision was made to proceed with a plate, because we do have examples of the legislature taking its time to authorize plates and then no one in the public coming forward to even buy those plates. So it's a consistent process, a fair process. We heard from DMV Director Whitney Brewster that she was comfortable administering that, as she does the personalized license plates, which currently have a DMV process. So as you'll recall, this committee considered that bill, moved it forward, and I believe it did pass the Senate unanimously and is now being considered by the House. So those are the elements that have been rolled into this X version of HB 19.
Thank you. Questions? Okay, and I would just note for the committee, I this morning appeared before the House State Affairs Committee, which is hearing our bill, my bill, Senate Bill 93. They did the same thing, except they added a Choose Life bill into it. And they also added a sunset provision where they had the bill sunset in 3 years. I didn't think that was I they asked my opinion. I said I didn't support that, or I didn't think that was a good idea. Again, because the idea is to just remove these from the legislature. If it proves that it doesn't work, then the legislature can always come back. But I think bringing this issue up again, forcing the legislature to deal with it, forcing the legislature to do an audit on it, because it's a sunsetting piece of legislation, probably doesn't make a whole lot of sense. So just so the body knows. The other change that was made was to change the number of license plates. If you go to page 3, line 4, there was a motion to drop the 50 license plates down to 10, and that passed. I don't know if I don't know what the right number is. I guess I would make a motion to an amendment to drop the 50 down to 25, just sort of as a compromise number. And so I would fashion that as amendment number 1. Is there any discussion on that? Any objection to that? Okay, seeing none, then we'll change page 3, line 4, from 50 to 25 license plates. And then are there other amendments?
Mr. Chairman, yes, I'd like to make, we'll call it amendment number 2. I think everybody has it in front of them. This is the Choose Life license plates. And, Mr. Chairman, just to let you know, I like your bill the best. It just gets rid of all the license plates and lets the DMV director decide based on now 25 people saying they want a plate, then they can have a plate. Obviously, all the plates here in Godby Trust, the Laotians, the breast cancer, NRA, they're all good plates. And obviously, we already heard my bill, Senate Bill 16, the Choose Life. And we compromised on that to also include then the pro-family, pro-choice to avoid any potential lawsuits or concerns with the other side. And so I think if we're going to go down this route of one big omnibus bill of license plates, then I'd like to see mine included as well, Mr.
Thank you. And I think that's a fair way to go. I think this bill has passed this committee. It is one of the things that we heard was the issue of constitutionality, and we have heard that if we don't if you simply pass one viewpoint without the other, there will be a lawsuit, which will probably cost the state thousands, if not tens of thousands of dollars. So I think that's – I don't have any objection to it myself. Is there other committee discussion on it? Okay, seeing none, is there any objection to adopting Amendment number 2? And just for the record, Amendment number 2, we'll give it to the clerk. It essentially will add – I guess we'll do it as a conceptual amendment. It'll add the CS for Senate Bill number 16 language, section BB and section CC, and also section 1, section 2, and section 3. It'll basically just add the entire bill into it. Is that correct, Ms. Seideman?
Senator Wilkowski, I believe what your intention is to add version E of the CS for Senate Bill 16 State Affairs. So, yes, it would be sections 1BB and, both sections 1 and 2 of that would be added in.
Yes, and so it will, and of course, conforming amendments that need to be made as well. We'll have the drafter just do that. So, is there a continuing objection? Okay, seeing none, the amendment is adopted. Any further amendments? Okay, anything else, Ms.? Any other questions for the bill sponsor? Okay, seeing none. What's the will of the committee? Is there a motion to move the bill onto the next committee, which goes on to Senator Kukesh's committee next? What's the will of the committee? Motion to move the bill out of committee as amended with individual recommendations.
Mr. Chair, I move that we move the Senate CS for House Bill number 19, version /S, as amended by both amendments as just reflected with individual recommendations and attached zero fiscal note, I believe.
Yes,
zero fiscal note.
Is there any discussion? Any objection? Okay, the bill's moved out of committee. And with that, we're adjourned.